It's been almost 8 months since Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi was chased out of office and killed. The country doesn't have a national police force and relies on militias to solve complex national security issues. Joining us now to tell us more about what's happening is WTOP national security correspondent J.J. Green. Well, J.J., the airport was shut down and some flights diverted. Why? What happened there?
It was a crazy situation, Richard. There is a general by the name of Abu Ogilia al-Habishi, who is a longtime Libyan resistance fighter who was jailed by the Gaddafi regime for a long time. He escaped from the prison just before Gaddafi's killing and resumed his duties as a Libyan resistance fighter. Well, this organization has morphed into a militia in the town of Tarhuna, and he was kidnapped over the weekend and taken to the airport. His militia responded to the airport, concerned that he might be spirited out of the country or killed or harmed in some way. And so they responded, shut down roads into the airport, and indeed, because of the security threats there, the airports had to stop the flights.
Now, is the situation you just described an isolated incident, or is there instability throughout Libya right now?
Throughout, Mark, because since the ouster of Muammar Gaddafi, the country is being run by the National Transitional Council, which is the governing body until there are elections. And in the interim, there is no national police force. There is no national investigative or security force. The country relies, through the National Transitional Council, on militias spread out all over the country to deal with security issues, and none of them are on the same page, as was the case in this situation when the head of one was kidnapped by the other. Mm. So that sort of explains to you what the picture looks like in Libya right now.
So that's almost like tribal disputes.
It is. It is exactly like such, and this is the main problem that many folks in Libya and other places are concerned about, is that region seems to descend into chaos. You've got Algeria on one end with its problems. You've got Egypt on the other side with its problems we know about. And below them, you've got Niger and Chad, which is a place where folks think a lot of the chemical weapons and other weapons that were in Libya went. They were spirited out of the country into that place after Gaddafi fell.
What is the international community doing to help out right now?
There's not a whole lot they can do because nobody wants to get messed up in a real bad situation there, because the real problem Libya is facing right now is the preponderance of this tribal mentality, and it's made up of more than 20 very diverse tribes. The southern part of Libya is really a difficult place right now because many of these tribes are expected to be the major security risk moving forward in whatever government takes over, because of the fact that they have these historical disputes or these problems that stretch out back over centuries. So this is the real problem. The international community does not want to meddle in that because of the quagmire that it could create.
All right, a very unstable situation in Libya. WTOP national security correspondent J.J. Green.